right, good singing all the way around. We bless the Lord for that and how good it is to be in the house of God. And we thank God for all He's done and all He's doing, all He's going to do. Every now and again, I like to be able to sit around and look at all the faces here. I remember when some of these here were, be it you were carried in your mama and was waiting to be delivered. Now look at you now. And I will tell you, it's good to be saved, to know the Lord, and to be able to see where God brought us from, where we would have been and could have been had it not been for the wonderful, marvelous grace of God. And as we look at that and as we can contemplate that, and let me tell you, as he was talking about and he said earlier there that it was good to go to a place and be able to have good music and so forth and on, I can tell you right now, it's good to be able to have a church that can recognize that. You see that? And I'm telling you right now, it's good to be able to know people that know the Lord and that are able. I had a man over in Louisiana one time, and if I got it on, if I got my button on, good. Anyhow, I had a man in Louisiana, and I remember, you know, he had a little, every now and again, had a little spark of revival here, there, and yon. And this old boy, he liked riding down the road and listening to country music or this or that and all of that. And, I mean, he was pretty country himself. But his little boy got a hold of him and he said, "Daddy, that song playing, that's not our kind of song, is it?" Hot dog. Stop the car and get this kid out of here. One of his kin folks got to go home with him, and Buddy preached to him about heaven and about hell, and had him all scared and broke down and cried. And Buddy, they went to complaining to her brother, his brother, anyhow, whatever it was. "We're not going to let them come over no more if they're going to scare our little boy like that." I got to tell you right now, is you better put something in that boy's tank that'll get him running toward heaven and make him know the touch of God. All right, take your Bible, if you will, the book of Psalm, chapter number 49. Psalm chapter 49, if you're able to stand, then look at it in verse number 1. We'll read that. And he said there in that chapter there in verse number 1, "Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world." Now let's pray. Father, we thank you for the goodness of God. We ask your blessings upon it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We thank you for having heard and answered prayer. We thank you, Lord, for these that are here tonight. We pray that now you'd move upon us and within us. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on We Are in a Worldwide Ministry. Now I know here we are in Nacogdoches County. And we realize that, though, that probably there's a gigantic world out there that's bigger than my mind can comprehend. And yet you're going to find there's many parts of the world that they hear the Bible in a different language. Every now and again somebody's going to come up and they're going to say to you, "Well, now, you know, some of these countries don't have a King James Bible." That's an idiot when they say that. No, they don't have a King James Bible, but they better be carrying whatever dialect they've got, the same message that the King James Bible carries. See the difference? So yeah, if you went to a foreign country in some places, there's no King James Bible there. But if you were to say, "Hey, y'all got a King James Bible here," they don't even know what that is. But the message better be the same worldwide. There's only one way to miss hell and make heaven, never has been and won't be tomorrow, and is that way tonight, and that is in a person, and his name is above every name, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, the very first thing God summons us to do is to hear what the word of the Lord is going to have to say. Do you remember over there in the back, Matthew 28, don't turn there, but over there in Matthew chapter number 28, verse 18 down through 20, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ says to go ye therefore into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, and observing whatsoever things that I teach you. Remember that? I want to tell you right now, that's a worldwide ministry. See, sometimes, you know, it's Lord bless me and our four and bless us and no more, and that's not the way it ought to be. We ought to be involved in and concerned about a worldwide ministry. I can tell you right now, I just got through reading a newsletter from a guy that came, he's we've been supporting him since I can't remember when. And he's out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's a church he comes out of. And he's over a missionary in Thailand. And boy, let me tell you right now, they've stood by the stub. And there was a couple of folks there. Somebody found out about them and said, hey, they got saved. They want to follow the Lord. They want to be baptized. And he said, we'll have to examine them and talk to them and this and that. But if they're really saved, yeah, we'll baptize them, help them get started and get a foothold up on their Christian life, something like that. That's a good thing. You and I take that for granted. We don't know that we've had part in that, but we do have part in it. And every time that you've given a dime, every time you've ever offered a prayer, let me tell you, we are helping somebody somewhere hear the gospel in a lost and dying world. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that most of the time, is that, did you notice what God said, verse number 2 of that text there? Both, he said, both what, low and high, rich and poor. I don't care if you're rich or poor. I don't care if you're low or high. I don't care whatever it is. And when I say high, I'm not talking about that woman that whenever she rolled her window down for the police officer that a fog of get high and marijuana come burning out of there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person, buddy, that may be up the rung of the ladder of success in life. And it doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor, it doesn't matter if you're low, it doesn't matter if you're high. I can tell you, you'd better hear the message of God. In the day we live in, you're going to find out it's hard to be able to get people to be able to hear the blessed word of the Lord. Now, I can tell you right now, and I realize I know, there's a lot of time people get mad and they don't want to come hear me, and I understand that. I totally understand that. But, you know, I've had some nice people that didn't want to hear either. See what I'm talking about? I really think the problem's in the book that I have in my hand here before me. I think the problem is that we're not just learning to live and let live and believe whatever you want to believe and however you want to be able to believe it. You know, that's the reason why they hate you. And every time they hate you, they blame it on me. And every time that I'm around them and I find it out, I blame it back on you. I'm glad that you've got enough Bible in your head and in your heart that you can stir somebody up every now and again. See? And this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out the message is the same. Doesn't matter if you're low or high. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. I'm going to tell you, there's not but one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name that's above every name. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what God said? I want all the world to be able to hear this message. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find out that in verse number 8, God warns about something. He said, for the redemption of their soul is precious and it ceases forever. Now, these are people that trust in their wealth. These are people that the more money they make, the better they feel about themselves and about everything round about. I have literally, in this ministry, in this phase of it, I have literally, in this county, had men that look me in my God-given eyeball and saying, well, preacher, yeah, I'm all right. Do you see that house there? It's built and paid for. Do you see that chicken farm that's open? And do you see, and they went to point to everything that they had. These are people that are trusting in their riches. And I'm glad they've got all of that, all that business, and I'm certainly thankful for that. I'm not knocking that. But you'd better not go to trusting in that. You'd better be able to know him in the free pardon of sin. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that all the money that you can make and all the possessions that we preached about this morning that you can accumulate cannot save your soul. In fact, is what good are they except for the beholding of them and to being able to see what God's blessed you with and given you materially? I got to say to you that if you will, not one thing that you and I can mention, not one thing we can hold in our hand, put in our pocket, not one thing. What you better have is something in your heart that'll be lasting for all eternity. Things cannot redeem our soul. Now, notice, if you will, in verse number 9, he said that he should live forever and not see corruption. Now, that's what the delusion of people that trust in their wealth, that's what they think. They think, I'm going to live forever. We mentioned that man this morning that had barns. He tore down, built greater barns, and in his mind, he said, I'm going to have much goods laid up for many years. He planned to live many years. Yeah, he said, eat, drink, be merry, for Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. But God said, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. You ever get news, and it's always a bad news, but all of a sudden everything was just going smooth and everything was going fine, and now all of a sudden there's death knocking at somebody's door. I got to say to you that, if you will, that we're not promised this life here forever. And if you get to the place in your life that you think you're going to live forever and not see corruption, you're in for a rude awakening. Look in verse number 10 of our text that we're looking at. And he said, for we see that wise men die. Look at that. Care how smart you are, how many degrees you've got. And I will tell you, one of these days that God's going to come knocking at your door, and death will be staring you right in the face. It'll be time to check out and leave. And I can tell you right now that I'm closer to where I came from than where I'm going to. And if not, I sure do hope I don't live another 75 years. I was thinking about, you know, and by the way, let me just tell you right now, I'm in a place right here in life to where that you put yourself in my place. I'm in a place here in life. Y'all take good care of me, take good care of my wife, and all that business there. Well, we bless the Lord and thank God for it. Hallelujah. Every day of our lives, we thank God for you. But I remember going to a preacher. Let's call him Brother Dub. We'll do that. I'd go down there, and we'd visit, and he'd say, now listen. He said, man, they told me I could stay here as long as I wanted to and all that. And you could tell that it was bothering him. Now, I'm telling you what, folks, and I don't mean this ugly, and I don't mean it against him, but let me tell you, he's got a point, but I'm not looking for that. I get to where that I'm no more good and got no more sand about me. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be ready to pass off the other side. But do you know if I'd done that now, what I'd have to do? After 31 years of being in the ministry here, I'd have to go find me a church to go to. It'd be like you quitting your job because you'd been there so long and having to go hunt another one. See what I'm talking about? So I hope that you'll bear with me a little bit, because let me tell you right now, I want my wife to tell me whenever I get to the place, well, listen, you don't know what you're talking about anymore. You can't do none of that anymore. You can't get out of the wheelchair. And they're not going to want to go watch Gunsmoke with you. But let me just tell you now, you stop and think what I'm saying. And you better be praying for me that I can finally know the difference. I know what you're thinking. You know, nobody's ever going to be able to tell you anything like that. Oh, yeah, there'll be a few. A few of my kids wouldn't mind telling me every now and again. Yeah, I've got lots of ears that are listening and lots of things and lots of people that are being able to help me with up and down the road of life. I tell you, I've got some colleagues that are in the shape that I'm in, except I'm in better shape than they're in. And I can tell you right up front is that I saw a man in that old church we just went to, and even though it was a brutal service, and I was so glad that it was over with. Could I tell you how I do it when I go out of town? Well, I guess I can. I'm the one preaching. I can tell you whatever I want to. I told him, I said, listen, we're not going to go. I'm not interested. I'm not looking for a church to go to. I'm not trying to be able to get into a place and grab and listen to a bunch of old women that are giving their prayer requests that may take them 30 or 40 minutes. It starts at 7, but they won't be nothing said worth listening to till after 7:30. That's when I'm going to get there. Well, that's kind of how we do it. I don't know who Aunt Pooney is and Uncle Zeke and all that business there and what they're doing. I don't know anybody but like it right there. And then, all right, now we're going to pair up these couple of women and that couple of women, and there's a couple of men, and then you got to listen for each one of them and all that. Now, I'm not knocking what they're doing, but I got to tell you, it's dead as a hammer. And when whatever you're doing ain't working, you need to change something up. Change something up. And that's what I'm trying to say to you, is that if you serve fried fish and people don't want that, try chicken. That might help. That might help a little bit. Of course, you're going to have to hurry up and get it done if you won't get chickens from us, because we got a fox on the scene. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, make no mistake about it, is that verse number 11, their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. And they shall call their lands after their own name. Now I want to tell you, somebody's going to tell you one of these days Yes, I know I'm saved. Look at all that God's given me. Now, don't lose your text. There's a passage you want to look at in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Over there in 1 Timothy in chapter number 6. There's a passage over there that we ought to be able to see and to know it. And you're going to need to put that in your heart, because one of these days you're going to need that when they come up and bring you that kind of analogy, that they're all right and all they've accumulated and how good God's been to them is proving that. No, it doesn't. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 6, and the Bible said, if you will, about verse number 5, the Bible said, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. Now, we're fixing to show you what a corrupt mind is. A corrupt mind is destitute of the truth. A corrupt mind, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. In other words, God said, get away from that kind of thinking. It's good to be able to acknowledge that God's been good to us and for all that he's provided for us. But back in our text that we've been reading over there, there are those that think that their houses that they've named after themselves, that they're going to continue home forever and forever. And let me tell you, the only thing that's going to matter when you leave this world is what have you done with the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible said back in our text in verse number 13, this their way is their folly. And yet their posterity approve their saying, Salah. You better stop and think about what God is trying to tell us on this deal that's here. It's a worldwide message, by the way. Let me say to you, there's going to be in verse 14, there are going to be those that will be leaving this world. They're going to die, and they're going to rot in their grave, though they like to believe that or not. Look in verse 14. Like the sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. In other words, all that beauty is going to be rotten and deteriorated and leaving it. Let me say to you, make no mistake about it, but look in verse 15 to the child of God. See, the religious person got no hope. But to the child of God, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Salah. You know why he will? It's because we've received his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, the Bible said in verse number 16, now be not afraid when you look around. Be not afraid when one's made rich. For when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away, and his glory shall not descend after him. Let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with being able to make a little bit of money. There's nothing wrong being able to hold something in your hand, but you'd better not trust only what you got in the hand. You'd better trust what you got in your heart and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Now watch this. This Bible said that one of these days, though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. Now, you know, that's a passage over in Proverbs chapter number 11. It's about verse number 28. Though hand joined in hand, one of these days you're going to see somebody at the funeral, somebody that died, somebody that did not have a good testimony whatsoever, somebody that had no testimony whatsoever, and you're going to see loved ones that are going to come up, and they're going to grip their hands tightly because of the agony and the hurt and the loss that they're suffering. And I'm going to tell you right now is it don't matter how much they join hands. If they die without the Lord, they'll spend eternity without God. And let me tell you, the Bible said, though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. Over there in the book of Job in chapter number 30, you don't have to turn there. But God said one of these days, he said, there you're going to bring me across the place of death for the living. And let me tell you what ends up happening is that whenever it happens and does that, you're going to find is that the Bible said that God won't deliver from the grave though they cry in his destruction. You know, hell is a noisy spot. I woke up this morning, and my wife gets up a little before that I do. And the reason being is she's a country girl. She's a farm girl. Well, I'm too old to be a country boy anymore, so I don't get up like that. And fact is, I try to go ahead and turn back over and go back to sleep and this and that, so forth and on. But then there's a bird. We got a daughter, you know, that's in there in a cage. And she goes to screaming, and she goes to whistling, and she goes to singing, and she's rested. I want to tell you something. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved, to be able to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, and to be able to know that yesterday is gone forever and tomorrow may never come. But I thank God for the fact that I'm able to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and that I know that He lives because He's living on the inside of me in my heart. And I want to tell you right now is, that's the true riches, friend, that you can have and that I can have. That is to know Him. Before you leave this world, you'd better come to know Him in the free pardon of sin. Let me say to you that, if you will, over in the book of Psalm, chapter 52, verse number 5 and 7, is that He warns about those that trust in the abundance of riches. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to be able to have a little money. If I don't have any money, I like to ask my wife for some. And, of course, if she don't have any money, well, we're just up the river, you know, without a paddle, as the old saying would go. But I want to say to you that, if you will, that it doesn't mean, I mean, she and I grew up poor, friend. And I will tell you what, God has been good to us. I raised a family, not even one grain of hospitalization or anything like that. We didn't have that, couldn't afford that. I had a man one time come to the house there and want to sell me life insurance. And by the way, if you hadn't got life insurance, you ought to get it, because sooner or later you're going to need it. I mean, somebody's going to die and you're going to need it. Somebody's going to need it. And but anyhow, and don't tell me like when he's no. I don't care. I don't care. I ain't going to leave my wife set up for some other old boy. Well, the other old boy may come along anyhow. Maybe he'll provide far better than you did. But I just said all that so you'd know this. Is that we never had any of that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's just the grace of God. We've got as far down the road as we did. We finally got them grown enough to where it's your problem now. You ain't got no insurance? Well, that's your problem. That's your problem. We went ahead and played, flipped the coin, thing. Oh, well, I don't know why I'm looking at heads or tails far, because that's the only coin I've got, and you can't buy nothing with that anyway. But let me tell you, I stop every now and again and thank God for where He brought us from and where we would have been had it not been for the grace of God. Now, I want to say in closing, and we'll be done, is that if you trust in riches, silver and gold and all of that, you'll never be satisfied with it. It cannot buy the very one thing that you're needing. And somebody, and don't believe this, somebody said, you know, money can't buy happiness. And I don't know who wrote the song. I don't listen to music. When you sing as good as I do, I make up songs as I drive down the road, so I don't listen to it. If you do, I'm not knocking it. But all that business right there. And but anyhow, he says can't buy happiness, but it can buy a boat. That one guy, comedian, he said, hey, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy a jet ski. Have you ever tried to frown riding a jet ski? No. God doesn't intend that you and I just drag through life never happy, never harmonious, never to the place to where there's any joy in your life. I got to tell you right now, yes, I'd hate to go home and my wife be as big a sourpuss as I've been in days gone by. It's all right. God bless you anyway. I mean, I'm just talking about me now. You had a chance to be able to get an amen in there, but since you didn't want to, that's fine. I don't know about you, but you ought to have some heaven in your home to go to heaven in. See that? And what that means is that if you're going to need more than one remote, well, fine, so be it. But sooner or later, you're going to have to realize and know that everything that you're going through right now is passing off the scene. I never dreamed that I'd be standing here at 75 and looking at a congregation that I've been able to enjoy the Lord with for all these many years. but it's just a pretty good feeling and a blessing from God. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Father, we thank you for loving us. We ask your blessings upon these that have gathered here tonight. You know every need we have. We praise you and thank you, thou God. Beside thee, there's none else. Thank you, Lord, for having heard and answered prayer, bringing our folks back home safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.